Psalm chapter 9. Unto the end, for the hidden things of the sun. A psalm for David. I will give praise to thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will relate to all thy wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing to thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies shall be turned back, they shall be weakened and perish before thy face. For thou hast maintained my judgment and my cause. Thou hast sat on the throne who judgest justice. Thou hast rebuked the Gentiles, and the wicked one hath perished. Thou hast blotted out their name forever and ever. The swords of the enemy have failed unto the end, and their cities thou hast destroyed. Their memory hath perished with a noise, but the Lord remaineth forever. He hath prepared his throne in judgment, and he shall judge the world in equity. He shall judge the people in justice. And the Lord is become a refuge for the poor, a helper in due time in tribulation. And let them trust in thee who know thy name, for thou hast not forsaken them that seek thee, O Lord. Sing ye to the Lord who dwelleth in Zion, declare his ways among the Gentiles. For requiring their blood he hath remembered thee, he hath not forgotten the cry of the poor. Have mercy on me, O Lord, see my humiliation which I suffer from my enemies. Thou hast lifted me up from the gates of death, that I may declare all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The Gentiles have stuck fast in the destruction which they have prepared. Their foot hath been taken in the very snare which they hid. The Lord shall be known when he executeth judgments. The sinner hath been caught in the works of his own hands. The wicked shall be turned into hell, all the nations that forget God. For the poor man shall not be forgotten to the end. The patience of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man be strengthened. Let the Gentiles be judged in thy sight. Appoint, O Lord, a lawgiver over them, that the Gentiles may know themselves to be but men. Why, O Lord, hast thou retired afar off? Why dost thou slight us in our wants in the time of trouble? Whilst the wicked man is proud, the poor is set on fire. They are caught in the counsels which they devise, for the sinner is praised in the desires of his soul, and the unjust man is blessed. The sinner hath provoked the Lord. According to the multitude of his wrath, he will not seek him. God is not before his eyes. His ways are filthy at all times. Thy judgments are removed from his sight. He shall rule over all his enemies, for he hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved from generation to generation, and shall be without evil. His mouth is full of cursing, and of bitterness, and of deceit. Under his tongue are labor and sorrow. He sitteth in ambush with the rich in private places, that he may kill the innocent. His eyes are upon the poor man. He lieth in wait in secret, like a lion in his den. He lieth in ambush, that he may catch the poor man, to catch the poor whilst he draweth him to him. In his net he will bring him down. He will crouch and fall when he shall have power over the poor. For he hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten, he hath turned away his face not to see to the end. Arise, O Lord God, let thy hand be exalted, forget not the poor. Wherefore hath the wicked provoked God? For he hath said in his heart, he will not require it. Thou seest it, for thou considerest labor and sorrow, that thou mayest deliver them into thy hands. To thee is the poor man left, thou wilt be a helper to the orphan. Break thou the arm of the sinner and of the malignant. His sin shall be sought, and shall not be found. The Lord shall reign to eternity, yea, forever and ever. Ye Gentiles shall perish from this land. The Lord hath heard the desire of the poor. Thy ear hath heard the preparation of their heart, to judge for the fatherless and for the humble, that man may no more presume to magnify himself upon earth.